On this special edition of the Piano Jazz Shorts podcast, we remember the life of Henry Mancini, who would have been 91 on April 16th. Jenny Mancini was a recent guest on NPR's Song Travels with Michael Feinstein, and she told how she and Henry met, fell in love, and were married. It's a great story, and we want to share it. We hope you'll enjoy this excerpt from the Song Travels interview. On the last song, we segue with some original music from Henry Mancini as he played for Marion McPartland on Piano Jazz.
I took a secretarial job for Jackie Coogan, who was alive at the time, and I would pick up the phone and say, "Jackie Coogan Company." And one day the phone rang and somebody said to me, "Jenny, in case you're interested, Tex Beneke is coming through town." Tex was holding auditions in his dressing room at the Million Dollar Theater downtown L.A. And having nothing better to do, I said, why not? I went down and auditioned, and sitting at the piano was a tall, young, handsome Italian kid by the name of Henry Mancini, who played for the auditions. And I got hired, and the rest is history.
So you began to sing with Tex Beneke's band, and to explain, Tex Beneke was the successor to the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Glenn Miller, he disappeared in a plane during the Second World War, and Tex took over the band after Miller's death.
He was the obvious choice to take over the Miller band, and he was great. And so in October of 1946, I left on a train for San Francisco with 36 strange men,
36.
Never having been out of California before. Anyway, at that time, we were doing 5 and 6 shows a day at the Orpheum Theater. Then we traveled to Omaha to the big theater there. And then the orchestra of the band was so popular at that time, people couldn't get enough of the Miller sound. And those wonderful vocal arrangements of Kalamazoo and Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yes, At Last.
At Last. You know, it was great.
The meeting with Hank Mancini, meeting Hank, were there sparks immediately when you met him?
Oh, no. He had just been released from the service. He had a steady job. He had a check coming at the end of the week. He was arranging. He was playing. He had girls making goo-goo eyes at him. He was not looking for a wife, I can tell you that. He loved his freedom. He was kind of a weird, nerdy kind of a guy. As a matter of fact, the guys in the band used to call him Weirdo, and I could never figure that one out. But anyway, he was not looking for a wife, and by the time I realized how talented he was, I started to pay attention then, but I did not want to be married to a traveling musician. I saw what the orchestra wives' lives were like, meeting up with their husbands in one city or another. That was not what I wanted. But I was always fascinated with the men who would come into a recording session, pass out the music, and make magic with the notes they put on paper. So it wasn't until I heard what he put on paper that I really took a good hard look, and then I went for it.
And you were married a year later.
Yes. After a year on the road, I missed California. I missed home. I was only making $90 a week, so when we had a week off at Christmas time, I hadn't enough money to fly home. So Henry said to me, "I'm going to spend the week with my family in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. If you'd like to come, I'd love to have you there." So I decided to go and spend the week at his home, because my measure of a good husband is somebody who had a great loving relationship with his mother. And I was like a fly on the wall, observing And it was a lovely relationship. He was sweet, kind, had all the qualities that I could trust in a partner for life. That's when I decided that's what I would like to do. So I gave my notice to Tex. I said, I'm going back to California. I didn't give Henry an ultimatum, but I said, when you're ready, let me know. And 3 months later, he gave Tex his notice. He said, I'm ready. I'm coming. I think he trusted that I could open a few doors with the career that I had had. And I was able to do that. But once the door was opened, he was able to produce.
Sure did.
It all worked out.
I'd like to play something iconic by Hank. There are a lot of iconic things he wrote. Do you have a favorite Mancini song?
I would suppose Two for the Road would be my favorite.
I would love to perform Two for the Road.
Be still my heart.
Especially since it's your favorite song. I have to do it. Music by Henry Mancini, lyrics by Leslie Bricus. Performed by yours truly for our guest, Janie Mancini.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place you chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road will travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we please.
Only one chorus. I wanted to hear more.
You can replay that.
That's one of my favorite hymns.
That's all I do in concerts, so I'm programmed.
We'll see, but somehow.
We finished this special edition of Piano Jazz Shorts with Henry Mancini performing his original song, Two for the Road, for Marion McPartland. To hear the full-length interview of Henry Mancini on Piano Jazz and to hear Jenny Mancini on Song Travels, visit npr.org. Check out iTunes.com/songtravels for more podcasts from the program.